Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today. And I am so blessed to have online with us all the way from North Carolina, my good friend, Sean Douglas. Sean, welcome back to the program.
What's up, brother?
Oh, boy. We've been talking offline about all sorts of things, and we almost forgot to do the recording. Glory to God.
It's just the chemistry, man.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Sean, I'm just going to turn you loose because I know... You know, if I get talking, I'll get you sidetracked. So I want to turn you loose, but I want you to just tell our listeners how to know they have heard from God, and it's just not something that, you know, a desire they have. You know, oh, I think God told me to go to Disney World, you know, type thing, yeah. Right? That whatever is in them and it's can't be contained, you know, like Jeremiah said, you know, the fire within me, just I can't hold it anymore type thing. How can they know this is from God and not from their own desires? And that's what I want to turn you loose. Wherever you want to go from there, that's where we'll start. Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, Sean Douglas.
Thanks, brother. So, you know, I kind of been struggling with this, with these ideas that I get. You ever sat and maybe prayed or was thinking about something and something in your mind gives you an idea?
Oh yeah,
you know, and it's like what, like where did that come from? It's just unexplainable. You're like what?
Yeah,
why would I even think
totally
about that?
Like, out of left field? Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
And you know, we have our different thought patterns. We have, you know, like my book that I wrote about self-defeating behaviors, and we have all of these normal behaviors and these things that we exhibit, you know, and then every once in a while, you know, something happens and it overtakes our body. I'll give you an example. I buy storage units at storage auctions. It's kind of a side hustle that I have. Okay. So I go to these storage auctions. People don't pay their bills, so I buy all their stuff. And then, of course, I sell it, you know. Mm-hmm. Yep. So one particular storage unit I bought was behind where these – and this is just like an abandoned lot, you know. But it's where these kids skateboard at.
Okay.
So I get this storage unit, and there's about three or four skateboards in there. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'll just go ask these kids, you know. So – I go and I ask these kids about these couple skateboards, like, oh, one of them's like 30, another one's 40. You can probably get like $60 for this one. That's pretty cool, man. And they're all like oogling all over them, you know, and I'm listening to what they're saying. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Nothing ever happened with them. Like, I had them for like a week or something like that, 2 weeks. Nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. I put them online. Nothing ever sold. Hey, man, I got these skateboards. Nobody ever wanted them.
Okay.
So I'm driving by and I'm like, well, let me take all this stuff to the dump, you know, because I was cleaning out another unit. Mm-hmm. Let me take all this stuff to the dump. But I had these skateboards in my truck still because they wouldn't sell. Mm-hmm. I just happened to be driving by that lot and I saw the kids with the skateboards. I'm like, well, let me see if one of those kids want them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I go over to the park, you know, and I pull up. I'm like, hey, a couple weeks ago, you know, didn't I ask you guys about these one skateboards, you know? And so the one kid was like, oh, yeah, that's an awesome skateboard. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's so amazing. I was like, who's the best skateboarder? And everybody pointed at that kid. Just then I got really, really hot, like really, really, really hot, like almost to the point where I was instantly sweating.
And it was maybe
springish,
uh-huh.
You know, so it wasn't like July, August, yeah. Texas heat, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there and I got like all like warm and I'm like, what is going on? And all of a sudden something told me, like, just give it to him.
Wow.
Just give it to him.
Yep.
I was like, hey, man, I want to give this to you. And everybody's like, no way. I just gave all the kids the skateboards. They're like 15, 16, 17-year-olds, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Everybody take a skateboard, you know. But it was like – and I got the chart. My wife's like, why'd you do that? I'm like, I don't know. Like something told me just to do it.
Yeah.
Just give them the skateboards.
Amen.
And so we become blessings to people.
Yeah.
You know. But it's in those moments that I'm trying to hone in on that says that's not my will. It's God's will. He's – working. What does he always say? He works through us.
Exactly.
To bless other people, you know. Yeah. So God works through me to get to you, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So
blessed and, to be a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, I'm actually working on that, you know, listening to my inner spirit.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And that's one of the ones that I was struggling with, you know, and I read the scriptures we were talking before, you know, and I read those scriptures about about the inner peace, like when an idea comes to you, you know, and you put it so eloquently, like if an idea comes to you and you feel absolutely like, oh, I could so do that, you know, like there's not like an anguish, like oh my gosh, you know, and you're like freaking out.
How am I going to do this over here? Oh no, you know. Yeah.
And sometimes that's our self defeating behaviors talking. It's our negative self talk, talking ourselves out of things. Or it's the Holy Spirit saying, oh, no, you better not do that. Yeah. If there's bells and whistles going off in your head that you're about to do something and it doesn't feel right, that, too, is your inner Holy Spirit telling you not to do it.
Yeah. You know? The way I describe it, and I've had it described to me, matter of fact, I think I told you that I was, when we were ready to launch this radio station, you know, I had to have help check just to check email. How am I going to do this? You know, but yet the witness of that inner man is like, this is what God wants you to do. So I contacted Jerry Savelle, who, you know, I went to his Bible school and been following him for, gosh, 25 years. And he personally wrote me back. And my question was, how can you know that you're hearing from God when he told, you know, when you're being led to do something? And he said, if you have peace about it when you pray, then you know it's from the Holy Spirit. But if there's that anguish, like you just said, if there's that like, then that's probably the Holy Spirit saying, don't do that, you know?
Yep, and, absolutely.
You know, I said, okay, that makes sense. So I prayed about it, and the peace I had came when I understood that I'm just one person that speaks in one church that could go to another church and perhaps another church and another one, but you're just one person doing this. And even if you spoke in a different church every day of every year, you've only impacted 365 churches, and it took you a whole year to do it. But by handling and managing this radio station, we can impact the entire world. We're impacting people in nations across this planet, 161 nations, that we will never, ever meet this side of heaven. We don't even know that they're being impacted by the ministries that are preaching on the station. But when we get to heaven, there's a line, you know, lined up that's coming up to thank you for doing what you're doing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And when I took it in that regard, I was like, that's the peace of God. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. And
there's also a
supernaturally
draw.
Everything took over. You know?
Yep. And there's also a draw. You know, I mean, if you have an idea in your head, there's been times where I get an idea in my head and I'm like, wow, that's really dumb. You know what I mean? Like, I would never do that, you know. And it just goes away and I never think about it again.
Right.
You know, but then you get these ideas in your head. And you're like, man, what if I did that? Like, that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, huh. And then, you know, you don't think about it for a couple of days, and it comes back. And you're like, okay. You know, and it just keeps on coming back. And keeps
like
on
the Holy
coming
Spirit
back.
Says, I want you to write a book. Like, yeah, me? Yeah.
That's what I did. Oh, my gosh.
I we failed my first composition class.
Yeah. We talked about that before, you know, when I was a guest the first time. You know, we talked about, you know, why did I write the book? You know, and I literally thought about, like, you know, last year, you know, around this time, I was like, man, I want to start building my speaker business. You know, what's crazy is that every time around, and I don't know if this is by design, and I'm sure it is because God's always perfect.
Amen.
But right around like Thanksgiving and Christmas, I get these crazy, crazy ideas. The wife hates this time of year because I'm like going all out, and I got these crazy ideas. Last year around this time, I was like, I'm going to build a speaking business from the ground up.
Amen.
From scratch, I'm gonna build my business, and I'm going to impact thousands. That's what I'm gonna do. And she's like, "Yeah, right. Well, let's recap. So in January, February, God told me to write a book. So I wrote a book, and it became available in October of this year. So that it took all year to write the book. May of this year, well, let's go March. So in March, I was talking to a youth group called Elevations in South Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina. I was the keynote leadership speaker for that group. And then in April, I did a two-day resiliency workshop with about 30, 40 people. I did that. And then in May, I was at the One Life Fully Lived conference in Westchester, Pennsylvania. That was an awesome two-day conference, which opened me up. I mean, huge, opened me up to amazing possibilities. And then, you know, through the summer, I just, you know, I wrote the book. I buckled down and I prayed all the time. I was like, help me put the words into this book and inspire people. And, you know, and then around September, right around August, you know, I started completing it, and then I was getting edited as I was writing. It was getting edited, and things were speeding up fast. Like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden a cover came about. Like, I don't even have a cover. And a couple of days later, I was like, oh, I have an idea for a cover. Like, out of the blue, I have an idea for a cover. Like, driving down the road, oh my gosh, what a great cover. And the wife's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, cover for the book? She goes, oh my gosh. Like, just these ideas just come. But when you're in tune, right, with the Holy Spirit and everybody, I mean, the doors that are open are amazing. Absolutely. So throughout the year, though, starting in April, almost once or twice a month, I've been on a podcast, just like this one.
Amen.
I was on a podcast. You know, I've been on a couple different ones. You know, I didn't even know what podcasts were. You know what I mean? And someone's like, you want to be on a podcast? I'm like, no, I don't know what that is, but okay. You know, and then now I'm like 9 or 10 podcasts I've been on this year. People know me, you know, all the way to California. I've met amazing speakers. I've met amazing coaches. I'm learning about branding and marketing and, you know, because, I mean, I've been a speaker for a couple of years. I never made it a business, you know. And then starting in January of next year, a couple weeks ago, I signed a contract with a company called Elevate USA. Elevate for Success is their website. And so I am going to be the corporate suicide awareness trainer and change management and assertive engagement leader training. I'm going to be those three topics starting in January. And I've got already end of January in D.C. And then I've got in February, I'm doing another one. So, I mean, it just I literally podcast, Facebook. Get my name out there. You know, research, podcast. Listen to some podcasts. More podcasts. You know, market the book. My pastor at the Bridge Church in Princeton, North Carolina, it's called The Bridge. Pastor Farrell read part of my book in church. And what I did was, so it basically talked about my transformation. And basically what I wrote, and if anybody has not bought my book yet, shame on you, you should buy my book. But what it was saying is the transformation in chapter 7, you know, the will and the transformation. You have to – it's in your will. Everybody has the will to do great big things.
Yeah.
You just need to figure out how to do it. So he was reading about how we would be watching TV while eating dinner, and we had our phones at the table and, you know, all this stuff. But after I surrendered my life to Christ and we prayed at every meal and we – would not have TV on and phones at the dinner table. And, you know, we would literally talk to God. See, when I was being raised a Christian or Catholic, you know, there wasn't a relationship. It was, you go to church every Sunday because that's what Catholics do. You have to receive communion because that's what Catholics do, you know?
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I actually embraced and surrendered my life to Christ that I'm more in tune now, and I'm listening, and there's a relationship there where I can just talk to him and call on him and ask. And, you know, so one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8:28. You know, basically says everything that has happened, has been done specifically for the good of God and you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, God uses everything. God uses everything for his good works.
Amen.
So, and that comes with even the ideas that come in our head sometimes.
Amen. Now, you're thinking about starting your own podcast, correct?
Yeah. So one of the things that was weird was, I mean, I get these ideas, you know, and we had talked before, like, well, how do you do online radio? Mm-hmm. And what about this? And, you know, I was just kind of curious about it. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of days ago, about 2 days ago, I guess, I was thinking, you know, I'm like, well, I got to market my book. And, you know, so, you know, I'm building a speaker business. You know, I'm an inspirational speaker. Different, you know, we talked about motivational, mm-hmm. inspirational speakers, you know, people motivate them to do good things, but mm-hmm. I inspire people to do big things. You know what I mean? Yep. So you have to get that inspiration first, because a lot of people are like, I'm motivated. Oh, I'm motivated, but mm-hmm. motivated what? Right. I'm the one who already takes people's motivations and inspires them and gives them the ideas and gives them the layouts and the blueprints. And, you know, I develop personal growth plans for people. That's kind of, amen. That's my specialty. So here I am, you know, having a moment and I'm like, what? You want me to wait, what? And I just look up. I'm like, that's for you, huh? You ever had those moments?
Oh, yeah. That's what, remember I said that's about the radio station? It's like, you want me to do what?
Right? So imagine we're walking down the street, you know, and sometimes I do this. Like, I'm walking down the street and I'm like, you know, thank you, God, for my life and you know, everything that I have. And, you know, I'm so grateful for you. And I'm just having a moment, you know. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you see a guy maybe bully somebody or make fun of somebody or whatever. And then 2 steps later, he like trips and falls.
Right.
You look up and ha ha, good job, God. Good. That was you, wasn't it? You flicked them or something. That's what you did, you know.
Yeah.
So I have these moments where something happens and I just look up. I'm like, that was you, you know. Like 2 weeks ago, my wife and I are cooking dinner and we're trying out this new recipe. And so we didn't even look at the ingredients. Like, we knew what we needed, but we didn't even look at the ingredients to see what we actually had.
Right.
Right. So we're making, I don't remember what it was, some kind of like broccoli and beef. I don't know. It was mm-hmm. a Asian recipe or whatever. Mm-hmm. We literally like went and got, cause I was like, man, I wonder, and it was in my blessings. I was like, I wonder if they have shredded beef, like not like, you know, the beef, like the fajita beef. I mean, like shredded, like in strips. Yeah, they actually did. And they only had 2 left and we needed 2. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. So we bought a couple of other items and we get home. And what happened is we needed a quarter cup of soy sauce. Literally in the bottle was a quarter cup of soy sauce. I measured. Amen. I was like, no way. And then we needed like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of something. And I can't remember what it was, a powder. It was like cornstarch.
Mm-hmm.
And by corn, I was like, oh, we got cornstarch. Yeah, we got that. Well, we get home and I'm like, oh my gosh, we have like very little soy sauce. Oh my gosh, we just have enough. And then we'd open up the cornstarch and I'm like, no way. I was like, there's no way this is enough. I poured it all out. I mean, I was patting the bottom of the container, and I literally had a teaspoon or two of the cornstarch that we needed. Yeah. You and my wife looked at each other. We both looked up and goes, now you're just showing off. It was so crazy. We literally had enough of every single item.
Amen.
I was like, no way. And we literally had a prayer right there. It was like, thank you, God, for everything that you provide to us. Thank you for, you know. Those are those moments where I'm recognizing, because I'm just a baby Christian. Yeah, for 18 years I was raised Catholic, but I had to. It was a relationship. I had to do the rosary. I had to follow. And guess what I did when I was 18? I'm out.
Yeah.
Screw him. He's never going to do anything for me. And, you know, so I believe in Romans 8:28 because all of the things that happen are used for his good work. So mm-hmm. if I wouldn't have gone through all of the things that we talked about before in the other podcast episode,
mm-hmm.
You know, all the tragedies and everything that I went through, I wouldn't be a speaker.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at, you know, I've been on all these podcasts and stuff, you know, who's to say mm-hmm. that I don't start my own? But what I want to do is build some kind of format where it's like an online radio station. I want to do regular radio, but mm-hmm. it's expensive, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it'd be so awesome. Like, you and I are doing this show right now, and all of a sudden somebody calls in and has a question for me.
Right.
Or that's what's great about Facebook Live. You know, you can just do like a live video mm-hmm. and people can ask you questions and, you know, all that stuff. That is so awesome. So I'm like, what if it would be, how cool would it be to have a guest on your show, subject matter expert, and then people are calling in mm-hmm. to ask questions. You're still interviewing, but you are literally having callers call in, like, man, that would be so awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it's possible with the technology today. I mean, 10 years ago, it was impossible.
Right. You
know? But today,
It is. I mean, it's a reality. There are people who are doing that. I've been one of the people on our radio station is Dr. Michael Brown. He's a huge Messianic Jewish, you know, apologist. And he's got a 2-hour program on the radio with commercials. But, you know, that's what he does. He does his radio program and people are calling in, you know, for questions and things like that. You know, and it's just amazing the technology because I know the system. I keep hitting my microphone. That's the tongue that you keep hearing. The, you know, the technology to be able to combine, you know, someone from calling from California and you're doing your podcast in North Carolina and somebody's listening to it live in Michigan. You know,
that's awesome.
I mean, it is. It's absolutely awesome. And 10 years ago, it was impossible. I mean, technically, someone could call in from another country, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Skype and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. If you got to set up through Skype with a VoIP connection, it's not inconceivable that someone from Russia could call in and say, I have a question, you know?
Yeah. Right. I mean,
and so you couldn't do that 10 years ago. You know?
So I'm thinking, you know, right around maybe January, I'm gonna maybe do it. You know what I mean? Man. So that's something that I'm toying with right now is to do something like that. So I think it'd be really awesome is to have because I want it live, man.
Yeah.
Like live, baby.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Every time you hear UFC, we are live, you know? So
when that's what a good friend of mine from Fort Worth, Texas, I went to Bible school with this guy. He's Dr. Sonny Primo. And he is live on our radio station every Sunday morning right after I finish. My program ends at, you know, 10 o'clock and his starts at 10 o'clock, our live programs. And say he's changed it now, but there for a couple of years, it was always, you know, this is Dr. Sonny Primo, and we are live from Fort Worth, Texas. And he gives his phone number and stuff, you know. Oh, man, it was awesome. I used to crack up all the time. Just the way he said it.
You know?
Yep.
Like Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam, you know?
Oh,
what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Vietnam, you know?
Yeah, you have to have, like, a great opener, you know what I mean?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Will live on after, you know, people, have you ever heard this guy, you know?
Yep, it's all about leaving a legacy.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yep, absolutely.
So let me get this straight. Last year at this time, you were toying with writing a book.
Toying with maybe building a speaker business.
You launched it in January, and look at what the Lord has done.
Yeah, launched. Right in January, I started end of January. Mm-hmm. You know, the book idea started coming.
Yeah.
Like literally, like started coming. And man, whoever hasn't listened to our episode in the past,
they need to go business.
Definitely. I mean, it was high energy and really. And, you know, but, you know, so at the end of January, I started writing a book and then February was hitting it hard and started speaking in February.
Yep. And now at the same time of year, this time of year, the Lord has put on your heart to begin preparations for your own live podcast.
Live, not like a recording comes out in a couple of weeks, like live.
Yep.
Yep.
So this is exciting.
It's exciting. I'm terrified.
Well, let me give you a word of encouragement.
Drawn to it, you know what I mean? Like I said before, you know it's from God when you just feel drawn.
Amen. Let me give you a word of encouragement. Let me pull up my Bible here real quick. You're gonna like this. You are gonna like this. You probably heard it before, but that's all right.
Uh-huh.
But that's all right. Let me get over here. I'm gonna give it to you straight from the Word of God. I can tell you what it is, but I want you to hear it here.
What version are you using?
This is the King James.
King James version. Yeah. All right.
The book of Joshua, chapter 1.
Yeah.
God came to Joshua and said, my servant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now get up and go over the Jordan River.
He's given him his charge. Said, don't, you know, the days of Moses are over. The past is past. Now, yeah. Get up and go over this river. And he told him, you know, I'd summarize, he said, you know, 3 days, go. You know, we have the people prepare themselves. In 3 days, you're going. Joshua was over there 40 years ago. He knows what's over there. And yep. He, in his mind, he's thinking, they must have fortified even more now, right? And he's like, what am I going to do? But he didn't voice it because mm-hmm. he could have talked himself out of going over there.
Yeah. Right?
And so what does he do? He sends 2 spies. Remember before they sent 12?
Yep.
And 10 of them came back with a negative report. Only 2 of them, him and Caleb, maintained the faith in God. So he learned from that lesson. He's not sending 12. He sent 2.
Yep.
But the thing is, God, you know, the especially think about what he's going through the night before they're going over there. You know, yeah, he remembers the giants. He remembers the walls. He remembers all this stuff. But he has faith in God.
Yep.
And they went over there, and, you know, I mean, the spies came back, and you know, Rahab the harlot and all that, she told the spies, she goes, we've been waiting 40 years for you guys. Where have you been? You know, everyone's scared to death of what you're going to do. They could have took the land 40 years prior, you know. But the thing is, God now says, go. And when he says go, it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's also amazing and incredible is that doors will always come open.
Yep. At just the appropriate time.
You know what I mean? Like, when you ever like try to buy a house, and you're just deny. You're like, what is going on right now? And then all of a sudden, when it's time to buy a house, like, everybody wants to give you a loan, you know?
That's right. Amen.
So, you know, if I try to do this, you know, online, live, radio, you know, all that, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, like, this guy wants to help, and this guy, and this guy, and this guy, and it's growing and growing and growing. Like, it was meant to be.
Exactly.
You know? And so, you know, he'll open doors that no man can close, and he will close doors that no man can open.
Amen. Well, Sean, we're all out of time. I told you this time would go by quick. Give us your contact information so that people can buy your book and get in touch with you.
Yeah, so my book is on Amazon. It's called Decisions, The Power to Overcome Self-Defeating Behaviors, which is so relevant nowadays, the self-defeating behaviors and negativity that's in the world, man. You guys need this book. Amen. And you can contact me right up on Facebook, facebook.com/SeanDouglasSpeaks. Sean is S-E-A-N. And I'd love to talk with you. Love to, you know, shoot some messages back and forth and interact. Absolutely, man.
Amen. Well, Sean, we appreciate you. We pray for you. And we're looking forward to have you come back again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Be blessed, brother. And this is all the time we have. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau with Sean Douglas, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.